this study was carried out in Norway, in Oslo, actually in two municipalities outside of Oslo. And I have no relationships to disclose. And the background for the study was that we didn't have a system for postpartum depression in Norway. So, and we know that 10 to 15% of women experience postpartum depression. And we also know that longer-term depression might have negative consequences for the child's development, the woman's health, and the relation between the parents. Previous research suggests that psychological and psychological interventions may be treatment alternatives for women with mild to moderate depression. The aim of the study was to explore the effect of supported counseling sessions by public health nurses on postpartum depression. And a pragmatic trial was designed to examine the effect of this intervention. Before the intervention started, the public health nurses in the intervention municipality was trained in 5 days. They had 5 days of training, and the training program was postpartum depression as a phenomenon, risk factors, symptoms, and treatment. How to identify mental health problems in new mothers, and Edinburgh postnatal depression scale, and the scoring of this in combination with the clinical judgment to identify postpartum mothers with depressive symptoms. They also was trained in supportive conversational methods, and they had monthly supervision in groups through the entire study period. The content of the intervention was... I think I have to say something about the system in Norway, because it's not that obvious, I've learned after I've been here for some time. So in Norway we have well baby clinics, which are staffed with public health nurses and doctors. And public health nurses offer every woman that are coming home with a new baby to come to their home at a home visit 2 weeks after birth. After that, they come to the well baby clinics 8 to 10 times the first year of the baby. So at this home visit 2 weeks after, we had increased focus on maternal mental health, and we also encouraged the father to be at home at the home visit. They got a booklet about postpartum depression, and they were invited to contact the public health nurse before the next appointment at the well baby clinic. In Norway, we also have 1 year of work after we have had a baby, paid. So that's a huge difference from here, I've learned by the time I've been here now. So at the 6 weeks appointment, the women was identified. We used the Edinburgh Postnatal Depression Scale and a clinical assessment by the public health nurse. All women was offered a counseling session by the public health nurse after she had completed the Edinburgh Scale at 6 weeks. And the women that scored high and was assessed to have a severe postpartum depression was offered supportive counseling sessions by the public health nurse. In addition, it was an openness about mental health issues as every visit at the Well Baby Clinic, and we also had a system for referral for further treatment in the municipality. The supportive counseling method focused on the women's experience, reflections and ability to manage their own problems, and this main elements was emphasized in the counseling. A very important thing was to listen and try to understand how things were from the woman's point of view. I don't know why I got this thing there. Sorry. This was the instrument that was used, the Edinburgh Postnatal Depression Scale. Do you know that? No. It is an instrument developed in the UK by Cox and his and it is a client completed questionnaire in order to detect depressive symptoms among women who just have given birth. It is a screening form consists of 10 questions, each offering 4 response alternatives, and it takes about 5 minutes to complete the form. And it's easy to score, and each item rates on a 4-point scale from 0 to 3, yielding a summary score from 0 to 30. And higher score indicates more severe symptoms. In different validation studies, different cutoffs points has been assessed to be good, but in Norway we have a validation study by Everett Grahn in 2001, and a cutoff of 10 or above gives gives a sensitivity of 100%. So we use that in this study. And the scale assessed the intensity of depressive symptoms present within the previous 7 days and have been used both in clinical settings and in epidemiological studies and is well accepted by women. The EPDS was completed at 4 time points, baseline at 6 weeks, and after the intervention at 3 months, 6 months, and 12 months postpartum. And there were no differences demographically in the municipalities among the usual care municipality and the intervention municipality when it comes to unemployment, proportion of children, immigrants, or higher education. The study population was postpartum women with a live-born child delivered between June 2005 and December 2006. And in the two municipalities, 3,111 women gave birth, and 2,508 was invited into the study. And we had some exclusion criteria, and that was if the woman was under the age of 18 or she already had treatment for postpartum for depression, or she couldn't speak Norwegian. As you see, it was 1,806 that responded at the 6 weeks in the experimental municipality and 441 in the usual care municipality. And the reason of that was that the experimental municipality was very much larger than the other municipalities. In total, 228 women had a depression score 10 or above. Well, I can. So I don't know what's happening. Use this. Yes, that's okay. Of the 100 and yeah, 64 women in the comparison group and 164 women in the experimental group. And the mean age was 32.1 year, and the mean parity was 1.7. And there were more first-time mothers in the experimental municipality than in the comparison municipality. I think we go to this. Of the 164 women in the experimental group, 56 received more extensive intervention, 2 to 7 supportive counseling sessions. And the other subgroup received only 1 supportive counseling session after completing the Edinburgh scale at 6 weeks. Referral to the municipality mental health team was supported for 1 woman in the group with 1 counseling session, and for 19 women in the group with 2 to 7 counseling sessions. The mean EPDS score at baseline for these women was 12.6, and the mean score at baseline for the 2 municipalities was similar. There were no significant differences. But the mean score for the group getting 2 to 7 counseling session was higher than in the 2 other groups. We're going to see that. And there were significant differences in the mean EPDS score between the 2 groups after the intervention at 3 months, 6 months and 12 months. And both the percentage of women scored 10 or above 3 months after in the comparison municipality was 44.8%, and in the intervention municipality was 25.7%. And here you can see the mean changes in the Edinburgh score in the 2 groups. And the blue is the usual care municipality. They got all this, they got home visit, and they got all the visits at the well baby clinics, but they didn't get the extra support from the public health nurse, and not the supportive counseling sessions. And they also send the Edinburgh scales directly to me and not to the public health nurse. So as you see, it was a huge difference in the 2 municipalities, and the significance are all up to 12 months after birth. If we divide the intervention group into 2 groups, the 1 group that got 1 counseling session and the 1 group that got 2 to 7 counseling sessions, you see that both groups on the stippled lines are decreasing more than the usual care municipality. So only one counseling session by the public health nurse after filling in the Edinburgh scale gave significant more decrease in the depression score in the women. And I think that is the most interesting findings in this study, actually. Well, the result of this study indicates that supportive counseling based on a non-directive counseling method provided by public health nurses is an effective treatment method for postpartum depression. Supportive counseling session resulted in a significant group difference in the depression score after the intervention, and giving individual treatment according to each woman gives good results. This study suggests guidelines for future training programs and implementation of treatment alternatives in the municipalities. And further research is required to assess the mother's evaluation of the treatment and appraise methods used for management of postpartum depression in primary health care. The lack of randomization of the participant is a limitation of this study. Thank you.
One or two questions?